Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 12th of December 2015, titled Satan's Greatest Deception. Satan's Greatest Deception. Yesterday, brothers and sisters, we dealt with how Sun Tzu, one of China's greatest generals, strategist, tactician, and also philosopher. He wrote a lot of things, but he's in battle, so he has to do all kinds of things. So he goes into war, he is for the country, of course, then he has to do all kinds of things. And he says, one of the greatest fundamentals for war is deception. You must use deception. So Satan uses deception, because he's the father of all lies, Jesus says. So one of the greatest deception and the greatest victory, Sun Tzu is supposed to have said, that the vanquished thinks he is the victor. The vanquished thinks he is the victor. And one of the greatest victories also is when you win a battle, when you win a war without a battle, without fighting. Well, this is, these are deceptions and all. Now, we are using that simply to highlight some issues, because this is a spiritual battle. Spiritual battle. Now, all over the Bible, particularly in the New Testament, God talks about it. But same time, Satan's greatest deception is to make us believe he doesn't exist. And two, if he does exist, he is powerless. Completely doesn't do anything. He's just because we are born again and we are born of the Spirit and God is with us and we are sealed for the day of salvation, Satan just goes to hibernation. He just sleeps. There's nothing happening. That's the greatest deception. And there are other small deceptions, but great ones. And this has built it so deep into Christians, and wide and deep in many, many, many congregations, churches and all that is gone through. So much so, people are captives. Now, first of all, there are so many scriptures we can refer to, which have put it in the email today, but even that, I only have a portion and I cannot continue because it's too many. We start off on basic. So whenever you hear some words from me, don't listen to me, brothers and sisters. Hear me and then go and check, because it's important that it's settled in your heart and spirit. Otherwise, you're not going to have the word of God inside you, changing you, victoriously living life. Brothers and sisters, first of all, Jesus said he came to set the captive free. Captive who? We. Captive from what? Captive from, some will say, sin. True. But how did sin come? The deceiver, the father of all lies, Satan, deceived Eve. And then the gene of sin, the character of sin has moved on to us, and we all have sinned. We all have sinned. And because of the sin, we became captives. But captives, first of all, to set free from the captivity of Satan. That is a fact. He came to set the captive free. And then once we are free, then he says, in Mark 16, 17, these are the words before he left. This is like a person, if a person you love, my father who has passed away, If he has given me some last words for me to do, I'll go and do. These are last words before our Lord and Master, the husband of our souls, the Savior of our souls, who's coming back, is telling us. He said, those who believe, they'll cast out evil spirits in my name. Now, this is a very big fundamental. So now remember, I'm putting some kind of sequence here. Because the deception is so deep and so great, oh no, there's no Satan. Let's not talk about Satan. There are people who will answer me. Let's not talk about Satan, because if we talk about Satan, I'm talking about Christians. If we talk about Satan, then we are only calling for trouble. We are inviting trouble. We don't talk about Satan, we leave him alone, he leaves us alone. Where is in the scripture, it says he'll leave you alone. We'll come to, in fact, the scripture says, he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, swallow. He prowls around. He's not going to leave us alone. In fact, the greatest deception is one of the greatest deceptions. You leave him alone, he'll leave you alone. He is in hibernation. He has taken a long sabbatical. He's resting somewhere. He doesn't bother Christians. He only captures the other people and keep them captives and torturing them. Spirit of unforgiveness, what is that? It's a demon. Because I know people when they come to be ministered, I know it happened to me, I couldn't forgive. But I also know the law of God says, if you do not forgive, my Father God will not forgive you. Father God will not forgive you. And Jesus said this, Jesus Christ. But I couldn't forgive. Then finally, I'm standing there. Those of you who have not, in some segment I've written this, I've talked about. You see, I'm standing there and the pastor said, say, I forgive so and so, so and so, those people harm me so much. And I said, no, I cannot say, because I've not forgiven them. No, you must say. I say, I don't want to lie anymore. Because Jesus is the truth. And I don't know, I'm afraid to tell these things not true to Jesus anymore. Then he said, brother, I don't know about you, you better pray directly. So I'm standing there. I'm not following the prayer, he's telling me to pray. But then I felt it, sensed it in my spirit, tell the truth, Jesus the Christ is the truth. So I told Lord Jesus, I know if I don't forgive, you cannot forgive me. But I want to forgive because I want you, I need you, I need you, I need your help. I'm dying, brothers and sisters, that I'm dying, everything dead, business dead, everything dead, family dead, all dead. So I need, finally went to Bomo once everywhere. If you go read the story in the graceoflife.com, you'll know, he's finished. La. But then, I don't want to do, I don't tell lies anymore. So, I said, Lord Jesus, I'm willing to forgive, I want to forgive. I want to forgive, not I didn't say everything. I want to forgive. Please help me. Soon enough, my body all started shaking and this and that and it settled. And the thing left because then only I realized later is a spirit of unforgiveness has caught me. And so millions are caught by a spirit of unforgiveness. Therefore in church when I hear some people, I'm not talking about my congregation, the congregation I minister, this Jesus congregation, I'm not talking about the churches I minister. I'm talking about churches. People I see outside, they come with trouble or whatever, they finally come. Then I tell them, look, forgive. No, I'm okay. They did so much trouble. So much, they give me so much trouble. I can't forgive them. Hey, brother, Father God won't forgive you. No, he'll forgive me. I'm a Christian. Then I have to put them right and show them scripture and all that. And then I say, look, brother and sister, you are captive. You need to overcome. You need to use the blood of Jesus, name of Jesus. And we do the breath of God. And they're set free and they feel released. And if you don't forgive, arthritis, pain and all these other things. Bitterness dries out the bone. So the greatest deception, now, he's not there. Like. So we can go about doing our thing. God says, if you love the world and the things of the world, you do not have love of Father God in you. Now what about that scripture? Oh, many do not look at that or not taught that. Because they look at that, they no. That means they think, because they don't understand, so they think, I love a car, but things in the world, you can like a car, but don't put your love in the car, put your love to Jesus Christ, put and love your people, love your neighbors, love your husband or wife, love each other, love your children, love everything, love things in the world, use the thing, because Jesus told the disciples, you're still in the world, but you're not of this world. There's another scripture, you know, 20, 30 years later when the books are written, the Apostle Paul said that he sent people to Satan because they're doing some ridiculous things and they're not listening. He sent them to Satan. And then later one of them was brought back because he repented and all. So he talked, can you imagine Apostle Paul, the apostles are sending people to Satan 30 years later the books are written. I don't know when this incident happened. After Christ, sending Satan. So why is he sending Satan? Because they are actually acting as demons, doing things that are so terrible. Jesus says, do not give the devil a foothold. Do not give the devil a foothold. So, and the Bible says, look at the things unseen, for the things that are seen are made from material unseen. God is spirit. God is spirit. We have to look in the spirit world. God is spirit. Worship me in spirit and in truth, he says. God is spirit, you know. He's not a spirit. He is spirit. And his spirit is all over encompassing everything. So Satan has fooled people by believing this, and there are a lot of pastors and a lot of priests and whatever do not want to deal with this. And that is why people are continuing sinning, because they don't know how to come out. You have to cast out evil spirits. Otherwise, how to get out of the captivity? So I beg you, brothers and sisters, go to Mark 16, 17 and start doing this first. And you must be doer of the word. Just hear it and go off. In the book of James it says, you look at, it's like a person looking at a mirror, looking at the face, knowing it, turn away and forget how he looks like. So you have to cast out. Cast out what? Not, and then the other deception Satan has done. That, you know, casting out means it's a big time deliverance, you know. There's only certain selected people, special people must cast out, all life. You cast out from the evil spirits that are attacking you because you have been set free as a captive. The husband of your soul who is inside you wants you to do this, wants you to be without blemish, do not, and then only you can see the truth. Whenever it is the scripture, cast out the spirit of blindness, evil spirit of blindness, spiritual blindness, get out of me in the name of Jesus Christ. It's an off and on occurrence and bold and power. But what does Satan do? He has to go when you cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. But after he goes, he's not going to go and sleep. He's not going to go and hibernate. Because he makes you believe that he doesn't exist. So he'll come quietly and begin. He's walking, prowling, stealthily walking. How to devour you? But it shouldn't happen, because the Holy Spirit will convict you. If you truly read the scriptures, if you just go and listen to people, including me, and just go off, you must work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So, things seen are made from material unseen. If you love the world and things of the world, you do not have the love of Father God in you. You are in the world, but not of this world. You will take up your soldiers of Christ. Our battle is not flesh and blood. That's another scripture in Ephesians. Our battle is not flesh and blood, but weapons of warfare that are spiritual. Against what? Against principalities and wicked force in high places. All this spirit matter. But the devil is duped, and then we continue doing worldly customs. Start doing what he told us to do first. And when he told us to do first, I will witness people. That's why I'm there, brothers and sisters. First do what he told us to do. Work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Setting the captive free, setting yourself in the name of Jesus Christ, no more getting trapped, no more getting trapped with the devil's ways and all. And then your spiritual eyes will be open. You'll have peace. You begin to see things that you couldn't understand before. You begin to see, connect the dots. Oh, this is how this works. This is how, therefore whenever there's one on statue drinking milk, I put. You see, there are spiritual messages you'll straight away understand how it's working. Why? Your spiritual eyes will open. But they'll only open when you begin to cast out the evil spirits that are holding you bondage. Oh, I'm not held in bondage. That's a deception. This is a matrix. There's a film long ago, you know, Matrix. You're living in a matrix, you think that's all there is to it. That's the greatest deception of Satan. So everywhere they have religious activities, they have mass, they have service, they have charismatic thing and all going on, jumping, joy, hoo-ha, all going on. But just individually taking the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. That's why they say put on the whole helmet, the salvation, the armor of God. Ephesians, armor of God. Armor of God, helmet of salvation. But one is the sword of the Spirit. Belt your waist with the truth. Why belt your waist? It's from the productive area of your body. Belt it with the truth. You must only deal with the truth. You must speak the truth, because you're from there only the production comes. That's why the reproductive organs are there. God's telling you, be of truth. Anyone continue to practice sin, is not born of God, born of the devil. You won't see all that, because the deception has taken place. So you have to see this. You have to go, get today's email, go to some of the scriptures, even whatever talk, check this. Because it is your life. You're not only eternal life, you're even a current life here on earth. You must begin to understand that you're made of three parts. You're a spirit being, you're in a body, you have a heart and mind which is wicked and has to be transformed, has to be renewed in the spirit. God says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. What is he saying? Why is he saying in the spirit of your mind? Because in the spirit world, you're starting off, you're a spirit being, belonging to the spirit. God is a spirit. We belong to his spirit. Because the spirit has given you life, your spirit now connected to his spirit. But if you play dumb, the devil has got you already, because he knows he'll move you. And when he comes and attacks you at that time, or your family, or you won't know what to do. You'll be confused, baffled. You'll be puzzled. You'll be despair. Because, you know, you're perplexed, the Bible says. You'll be perplexed. You don't know what is happening. Completely God. Why? You do not cannot see the spiritual world. When you cannot see the spiritual world, then what happens? Then you begin to read scripture misunderstandingly, because you never bothered to take and check yourself. You're just going for some custom and some tradition, and you're going about it your way. Every Sunday or Saturday or whatever days you go to church and come back, sing and worship, you feel good. For instance, I'll take one. I talked about going to Israel and all. If you can afford to go, go, brothers and sisters. But as I said, always remember, before spending money, God's money is given to you. See whether he wants you to do something else or not. Like that day, feeding the poor and the blind and the sick or whatever, you give them. And if you still let to go, you go. But God tells us that the angels are there. Think, why you come and looking at this grave? There's nothing there. He has risen. He's not here. But then why do people feel good? Because their mind has picked up this belief, you know, this is where he was and all. So you feel good. It's your own body giving the signal, feeling good. Brothers and sisters, let's walk in the truth. I'm the way, the truth and life. The devil is the father of all lies. He's a liar from the beginning, God says. He's a spirit world. And that Satan, do not let Satan deceive you and keep you deceived. If you are in any church, doesn't want to cast out evil spirits, run away, brother, for your own sake. You start helping them. You helping, oh, I'll stay there and change. You change first. To change there first, you have to run out and follow Christ properly. In Jesus' name I pray. I beg you, brothers and sisters, read the scriptures. Amen.